Hey folks, this is Dan here, and I wanted to let you know about my new podcast, which is called Madness on Trial. It's a deep dive into the history of the insanity defense. And this season, we dig into the John Hinckley Jr. case, which was the most important insanity defense case of the 20th century. And for this podcast, I interviewed some of the country's leading forensic psychiatrists and law professors. And I did the show with a couple of friends, and we had a lot of laughs, actually, in spite of the dark subject matter. I think you'll enjoy it. I'm dropping the trailer here after this little message. And of course, I'll put a link to the new podcast feed in the show notes. And if you do like the show, please give us a good review and a rating in the Apple Podcast app. It really helps us reach an audience. And take care.
I'm Dan Greenstone, host of Madness on Trial, a podcast about the insanity defense.
I'm a documentary filmmaker and history teacher, and I was 9 years old when John Hinckley Jr. shot Ronald Reagan, two members of the president's security detail, and James Brady, the White House press secretary, who would ultimately die decades later from wounds suffered in Hinckley's attack. Until recently, my memories of the assassination attempt were vague. I knew it was inspired by a bizarre effort to woo Jodie Foster, and I remembered that Hinckley had been found not guilty by reason of insanity. But I'd barely thought about him in the decade since, until a strange tweet popped up in my feed last year. "Hello, everybody," Hinckley's first ever tweet reads. "This is the real John Hinckley. I'm now a singer-songwriter. Check out my YouTube channel." Twitter can be disorienting, even for addicts like me. It's completely lacking in context. And at its worst, it serves up a toxic stew of misinformation and trolling. So when I saw Hinckley's tweet, I wondered if it was maybe a fake account or a gag of some kind. But the tweet turned out to be every bit as real as Hinckley's musical ambitions. Right now, as I'm recording this trailer, he's trying to find a venue to kick off what he's calling his redemption tour. And there was something about the idea of this attempted presidential assassin launching his music career on social media that I found unsettling. And I had so many questions about Hinckley, about what had happened at his trial, and about the purpose and the history of the insanity defense. So join me this season as the country's leading historians, psychiatrists, lawyers, and scholars of the insanity defense help me make sense of this fascinating and momentous story that horrified a nation, started a national conversation about mental illness, and changed the justice system forever.
It was so strange. He had the flattest effect.
The Justice Department is no longer opposing the unconditional release of John Hinckley.
I'm glad I did not succeed.